places seem hard to find. Late nights and city lights got a hold on my mind. It's when I get the feeling to go downtown. When I get that feeling, I gotta burn it down. When I get that feeling, I can't stick around for too long. Man, it's time to roll. That time to roll.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of The Hockey Show here on 101.5 UMFM, Canada's only radio show that strictly talks hockey and produced entirely at the University of Manitoba. Happy to have you along. We're out on location tonight at the MTS Iceplex as we're getting ready for a monster tournament this week in the JWHL Showcase. In town and ready to roll, we got a pile of great teams rolling in from all over the place. Richmond, BC, Ottawa, St. Catharines, Thunder Bay, a lot of Ontario invading the province this weekend. But we're here. We got two young ladies with us right now who are from the host school, the Balmoral Hall Blazers. I'd like to introduce them. Ladies, if you want to start, feel free. Go crazy as we get underway here. Go ahead.
I'm Kiara Esposito, number 13, and I play right wing on the Blazers.
Well, hopefully, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I'm Corinne Sandylands. I'm a forward, and I'm number 22.
All right. So, ladies, big weekend for you guys. First off, I'm going to say right now, congratulations. We never got a chance to say this when you won last year. Congratulations on being the reigning champions, the defending champions of the JWHL. Yeah. Big weekend, though. What are you guys looking forward to this weekend? What's the outlook in terms of the competition you guys are going to be facing this weekend?
Well, I think it's a pretty big weekend because you don't really get too many chances to play at home in front of, like, family and friends. And also, like you said, we got a pretty big something to come back from last year, so...
Yeah, it's always fun to play in front of our friends or family. And, you know, my sisters don't really get to see me play a lot, so it's really nice.
So, I mean, I was looking at the schedule. I mean, you guys are rarely ever here to play hockey, which is kind of weird because you are home. Your home base is here in Winnipeg. But do you find it difficult to be on the road sort of all the time with the way that the JWHL is set up? Because, again, like you just said, home games are certainly awesome when you get a chance. So is it tough playing on the road all the time?
Sometimes it can be, especially with managing school homework and all that. But I actually really enjoy traveling to a bunch of different places. It's really fun.
Me as well. I think not too many girls our age get the chance to travel across the country playing against some really good girls and really good teams. So,
how often do you guys dip into the States? Because there's a few American teams in your division.
Yeah.
Are you guys down there enough?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that fun?
Super fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome then. So at this tournament, Pacific Steelers coming from Richmond. You guys are obviously hosting the Ottawa Lady 67s, the Ridley College Tigers, and the Thunder Bay Queens. Ridley College from St. Catharines, Ontario as well. Not attending, obviously, the American teams, which are the North American Hockey Academy, Boston Shamrocks, and Washington Pride. But still some pretty good teams here as it looked like, you know, Ottawa jumped out to a fairly quick 5-1 start in the season.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, unfortunately, took a couple of losses early in the season, but things are coming around. Are we going to say, you know, you guys are going to, you know, battle through and take some wins this week off of a couple teams this weekend or what? Win the whole thing?
Yeah, that's the goal. The goal. But I think just now we're kind of more ready to go. I think it took some time to, you know, start developing things inside the room and on the ice, and now I think we're really ready to get her going.
So teams are really spread out for you guys as well. Like, there's not a lot of teams that you guys can, you know, exhibition game against. Who do you guys play against when you're like training camp, when you're trying to get ready for the season? Like, do you guys have any sort of teams that you go, hey, you want to have a game? Like, is that cool?
Yeah, we actually played St. Mary's.
Oh, okay.
This year already, and we usually play some AAA teams around the Winnipeg area.
Yeah.
We had an exhibition game against the Bisons as well.
Yeah, oh, I remember that. So you guys had some fun there for sure.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
looking at sort of everything that's happening then in terms of around this weekend, you said there's a big game tomorrow. What's going on tomorrow?
It's a big whiteout because we're the home team, obviously. So we're getting all of our fans and family friends to dress in white, maybe make some signs.
Yeah. See. Noisemakers, the whole thing.
Yeah. So dress in white.
Bring the crowd tomorrow, folks. Yeah. That's at 4:45. It'll be Balmoral against Thunder Bay down here at the Iceplex. Make sure you get down here to see that. I know you guys got to get out for warm-up right away. We got about 3 or 4 minutes left before you guys got to actually go. But I will say, what's the best part? What's the best part of playing for Balmoral Hall? What do you enjoy the most about the Blazers hockey program?
Oh, wow.
You can say anything. Nobody's listening. I mean, I'm just kidding.
We'll never hear this.
I mean, our team is, like, really close. Yeah. You know, we're all best friends. And it's, like, a second family away from home. And it's always something really nice to have.
That's awesome.
Everything is good and great about it. Just, like, the support and how every single person motivates everyone. And it's just, like, a very...
It's a great environment.
Family, exactly. It's family, just fun to be there and nothing bad to say.
Who is the arch rival of Balmoral Hall this season? Or any past season as well? Who is the one team that you're like, I want that game. I got to get ready for it.
I think last year maybe there was like Naha or Ridley.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and probably I'd say maybe Ridley this year.
Yeah? What makes them a good rival then? Like what brings out the best in you guys when you play Ridley?
It's always a very physical game.
Really?
Always, yeah. And I think that it's like the good type of we play with like that fire under us and
more aggression.
Yeah.
Tough question because you're going to have to sort of self-reflect a little bit, but best part of your game, what is the best part of what you do on the ice? What makes you, what would stand out if scouts were looking for you?
Well,
like I said, tough question.
Yeah.
I like to like do checking in the corners. That's something I really like to do. Yeah. I don't know.
You like to dig in the corners. Yeah. I like it. That's all right. Nothing wrong with that.
Kind of like a two-way player.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I can switch that like offense defense. I block a lot of shots.
Oh,
to be honest.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
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 Lots.
Second goaltender out there.
No,
what?
Basically. Yeah.
That's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's something that again, it's a skill that everybody should have. So, looking forward to everything that's going on. Obviously, in the tournament, you guys play tonight against Pacific. Mm-hmm. You guys got to feel again. Tough call on Saturday there at 8:15 in the morning. We were talking about, but you guys get to finish it off on Sunday at 10:15 in the morning against Ridley. Are you guys like even? I mean, regardless of what happens, is like Sunday the big game for you guys when you look at it and go, yeah, we're gonna beat them. Like that, it doesn't matter what else happens this weekend, we're beating them.
I would say, yeah, all the games are I think just as important to us, but Sunday. The finisher, the closes off the
Got to
weekend.
Finish on a high note.
Against the rival. I like that. Ridley is 2-0 right now, so you guys can certainly put a dent into that record if you want.
Yeah.
Pacific, again, you'll play tonight. They're 2-1. You guys are, again, only played two games so far, 0-2, a long, long time getting out, you know, sort of between games from what I saw.
Yeah.
October 12th and 13th, is it hard to stay motivated when you have that big of a gap? And we're talking a month of hockey now where you haven't played another team in your division. So is it hard to stay motivated, but, you know, get up for these games when you have so much time between games?
Yeah. I would say kind of. It's just like you always have that thought in your head, like you're waiting for that weekend, especially since it was a home weekend. All of us are.
Yeah.
So the anxiety is gone. It's more anticipation and excitement now to get in front of play in front of the home family and crowd. And
yeah, definitely.
Right on. I don't know how many people are going to be here tonight. Nobody seems to have an idea. I'm assuming friends and family will be here. Are we talking like full house for the whiteout tomorrow? Are you guys gonna?
We're gonna try.
Yeah.
I think that'll be definitely fun. We're definitely gonna work some magic. See who we can get.
That'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
It is 5:40, so I will let you guys get out of here because I know you got to get ready for warm-up. So, Corinne, Kiara, I can't thank you enough for coming by and stopping in and talking about the tournament this weekend. And we hope, knock on wood, big win tonight against Pacific and certainly a new trophy in the trophy cabinet by the time you know Sunday rolls around. That'll be awesome. So go get them tonight and best of luck tonight for sure and for the whole tournament for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem, guys.
Well.
That's awesome. So there are Corinne and Kiara in terms of their setup. We're going to take a quick break here as they get out of here, and we're going to come back and do a little bit more here on the Hockey Show on 101.5 UMFM.
UM Bisons is your social media hotspot for the herd this season. Follow UM Bisons on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for all the latest news on Bison varsity athletics. See how a Bison trains with athlete Instagram takeovers. Learn about exciting promotions and contests on our Facebook page. Or get Bison news and video as it happens on Twitter. For all the best in brown and gold, follow UM Bisons on your favorite social media platform. Go Bisons!
And we are back here on the Hockey Show, 101.5 UMFM, Canada's only campus-produced radio show that strictly talks hockey. Getting ready as the Pacific Steelers are just going to start rolling in here, it looks like. They're just out in the lobby area here at Bell MTS Iceplex as we prepare and get ready for the JWHL Showcase this weekend down here. I've been going through and looking at some stuff, and people are probably going to go, well, what's the JWHL? The Junior Women's Hockey League is kind of similar to the Canadian Sports School Hockey League, which St. Mary's plays in, and we do a lot of work with St. Mary's here at the Hockey Show. But the JWHL has a number of teams that are in Canada, a few in the United States, as I was saying. There's been some alumni that have been graduated as well. They've graduated into the U Sports programs from a number of teams. Pacific, for example, had a couple players go to the University of New Brunswick last year, and Tamina Kaler and Haley Martins. Kaya Brossard went to St. Francis Xavier. The Ottawa Lady 67 sent a couple players to Mount Allison, a couple to Moncton. Julia Aurorian and Hunter Gibbons went to Mount Allison. Emily LaLancette and Cassandra Call went to the University of Moncton. And you might be going, okay, like there's a lot of East Coast, it sounds like, a lot of AUS players in here in terms of what's going on. Again, they play a lot of the East Coast teams in terms of where these teams are from. We'll talk about that in a second as well. Balmoral Hall, they did send a player out west. Sydney Shayak went to the University of Regina last year. She's a second-year player. We talked a little bit about her last week when on the broadcast, the Manitoba Bison broadcast, when Regina was in town. Delaney Bohm went out to UPEI, and Bianca Zach is out in Mount Allison. And then the Boston Shamrocks sent somebody out west as Ashley Hirschfield, who is from Manitoba. She's playing for the University of Lethbridge as well. Thunder Bay Queens, the other team that's in the tournament this weekend. Jamie Rickliffe, Molly Kunis from the Bisons play for them. So there's definitely some hometown, some Manitoba flavor to this tournament from some of the other teams in terms of alumni that have graduated into the U Sports programs. I will go over the standings quickly here. We'll get a little bit of a talk about that as there are a number of teams here. Ottawa Lady 67 is currently first in the conference. Well, I guess tied for first in the standings for the JWHL. They're 5-1. Again, they came out and they played really well to start the season. North American Hockey Academy, who is based in down in Massachusetts, or sorry, in Vermont. Excuse me, Vermont. If I had the right information there, in Stowe, Vermont, they are currently 5-2 on the season. Ridley College, based in Ontario and St. Catharines, Ontario, are 2-0. Pacific Steelers are 2-1. The Washington Pride, based in Washington, D.C., are 2-4. Balmoral Hall, again, started the season a little slow, 0-2. We'll talk about that in a second. While the Boston Shamrocks out in Boston, Massachusetts, currently sitting 0-6 on the season. Not so great if you're a Boston Shamrock fan right now. Need to find a way to rally that team and get it going. Looking at the schedule and how everything sort of played out, Balmoral Hall's two losses came against Pacific Steelers, 2-1, and the North American Hockey Academy, an 8-3 loss, back on October 12th and 13th, respectively, though saying to Kiara and to Corinne. The Pacific Steelers, who the Blazers will play tonight, they defeated the Boston Shamrocks 5-0. They beat Balmoral Hall, as just stated, 2-1, and they lost to the North American Hockey Academy 3-2 on October 11th, 12th, and 13th, respectively. So teams are sort of getting into it, getting things going, getting things set up and having some fun. There are some players to watch this weekend, and I'll sort of go over a couple of those players right now. We're going to start with Balmoral Hall. Ocean Asham, Janae Cockerell, Corinne Sandilands, who we just talked to, all with 2 points in their first two games. Ocean has 2 goals. Janae has a goal and assist, and Corinne has a goal and assist. Always good players to keep an eye on in terms of what they're doing out there. If we're talking about the Pacific Steelers, who we'll see tonight as well, Pacific Steelers have a couple of really good players. Jade Ridgewell and Desiree Weens both have 3 points. Jade's a defender, has 1 goal, 2 assists in 3 games, while Desiree is 3-0 in 3 games. In saying that, both of those players are going to be recruited or have been recruited and will suit up next year for Trinity Western. Trinity Western is going to be new in Canada West next year in terms of a brand new team, and we're happy to have them along in terms of promoting a little bit about them. We're going to see if we can sit down with maybe Desiree and Jade when Pacific gets everything sort of set up and ready to go here. So we'll talk to them maybe in a few minutes as they get in and get settled into their setup. Another player to keep an eye on who's going to be going to UConn next year, University of Connecticut next year, Kate Claussen, 2 goals and an assist in 3 games for Pacific as well. So Pacific has a number of good players that you want to keep an eye on if you're coming to the game tonight, which you should be if you're not doing anything because it's Thursday night and you're not a lot going on in this city. Well, there's a Jets game on and stuff, but who cares about that? In saying that, though, you want to keep an eye if you're going to come to some of the games tomorrow. There's a bunch of stuff going on tomorrow. Games start at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow, 9:45 a.m. tomorrow. A couple of games sort of going side-by-side here. Ottawa Lady 67s will play the Ridley College Tigers at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow. 9:45 Thunder Bay and Pacific will meet up. There's a break of about 6-7 hours in there before Balmoral Hall and Thunder Bay will meet in that whiteout game that the ladies were talking about there. And then Pacific will meet Ridley College in the evening tomorrow. Now, in saying that, again, the Ottawa Lady 67s playing at 9:30 a.m. They're gonna have they have some very good players so far. Melanie Drost has 5 goals, 5 assists in six games. She is leading the Canadian teams in scoring anyway. Claire Sedgwick, 4 goals, 3 assists in 6 games. And Jamie, this is a name that I was struggling with all day until I finally got the name. Jamie Asprophetomitis, 4 goals, 3 assists in 6 games. Look at that. I can even pronounce that. Jamie Asprophetomitis. 4 goals, three assists in 6 games. So 7 points for her as well. Ottawa Lady 67 is doing extremely well to start the season. Another team is doing really well. Again, Ridley College, their 2 games. Sisters Louisa Welke and Lily Welke, 2 goals, 2 assists for Louisa in 2 games. Lily Welke, 2 goals and an assist in 2 games for her. And Syracuse University recruit Abby Grexton, 2 goals in 2 games for the Ridley College Tigers. So again, a number of good players right there in terms of keeping an eye on things. Thunder Bay, we shouldn't forget about them. Again, they don't play in the JWHL, but we'll talk a little bit about them because they might be coming in as the hottest team in the tournament. Forward Brenna Nickel, who's a U of M recruit, and Kendra Fortin, a Syracuse University recruit as well. She's coming in fresh off playing at the under-18 Nationals in Morden and Winkler last weekend. Those are two players to watch for Thunder Bay. Thunder Bay comes into this tournament on an 8-game winning streak and having won 12 of 14 games since October 6th. This is a team that's on a roll. They've beaten some very good teams in that time as well. Again, dropped a couple of games, a couple of close games, but Thunder Bay could be sort of the mover and shaker in this tournament that, again, we don't really get to see a lot of them. They play in sort of these high-level prep and junior women's tournaments. They get in and they play really well in some of these tournaments and do extremely well, but 12 of 14, 8-game winning streak in 12 of 14 means that Thunder Bay's coming in a little hot and a little good to get things going. So congratulations to them. Again, full schedule is up on the JWHL website, jwhl.org, if you're going to go and check that out, jwhl.org. You can go check out the full schedule there. And then after you check out there, make sure you head over to hockeytv.com. I believe the games are all being streamed there as well. So if you want to go get in and see the games played live and in color, that's where you can find that. It'll be streamed on hockeytv.com. But again, jwhl.org has all of the information on the games and who's playing when and where. All the games will take place at the Bell MTS Iceplex here from November 15th to 17th, including tonight, the 14th. If you want to come down and check this game out, come on down. These are great young ladies. As we just talked to Kiara, just talked to Corinne Sandilands. Kiara, getting ready to graduate as well. In terms of being a little bit older than Corinne. But Kiara Esposito and Corinne Sandilands. I think that's the right. Do I have that in the right? No. Sorry, Corinne getting ready to graduate, and Kiara doing the next level. She'll be graduating in 2021, but a couple of good young ladies, happy to have them on the program with us, and certainly we'll make sure that we give everybody an update next week on who did what in this tournament, because again, I think there's not enough good young women playing hockey in terms of the coverage that they get. Manitoba also at home this weekend. Manitoba Bison's also at home this weekend. If you're going to stay tuned for that, About 10 minutes time. I'm going to dive in right now because there was a record set last week. So if you were listening to the Bison broadcast, I threw in a wrong number. I had the number way higher than what it was. I was guessing at what it was going to be without any sort of information as to what it was. But I will say this. If you don't know the name Alicia Anderson from the Lethbridge Pronghorns, if you don't know that name, Alicia Anderson might be one of the best goaltenders in the nation that nobody's talking about. And that's a tough thing to say because, again, Alicia's really good, but might be the best goaltender that nobody's talking about. Now, here's what's going to go on. So Canada West has been entertained by Alicia Anderson for some time. The fifth-year goalie has perennially been one of the best netminders in the conference, despite her team's record. And, yeah, Lethbridge had some bad records over the years. She's literally been the reason that Lethbridge has remained in some of the games in years past. There's no doubt that she's one of the reasons that they are where they are right now. I mean, they've had an outstanding turnaround under head coach Doug Paisley. The veterans are showing up and playing hard. Again, there's no doubt that she's one of the best at stopping the puck in this conference that U Sports may have ever seen in its history. But we can now officially call her the best to do so. As per Paul Cartledge, who's the Canada West stats guy, Alicia Anderson's 42 saves on Friday moved her past former Lethbridge Pronghorns netminder Crystal Patterson, a woman she replaced in 2015-2016 after Patterson graduated, for total career saves made. Patterson's old record of 33-14, 3,314 saves made in her career, is now second all-time to Alicia Anderson's total of, and currently counting, 3,359, meaning that the final shot taken by Mount Royal in the second period of Friday's game was the save that moved her into first place all-time on the Canada West record books. First off, that's ridiculously good. Congratulations to Alicia Anderson. When you consider the sheer number of saves that she's made, though, and again, that's 3,359 after Saturday's 31-save loss to Mount Royal, over the span of her five-year career at Lethbridge, where she's played 104 career games, it's pretty crazy to think that she's made an average of 32 saves per night. Not shots faced, mind you, 32 saves per night. That's incredible in terms of the number of saves that she's made. What makes this record even more impressive in terms of the number of saves she's made, 3,359 saves, is that her career record of 34-59-11 isn't that great. Again, we said Lethbridge went through some tough times. But Anderson is actually ranked second all-time in save percentage at .934, a mere 1/1000th of a percentage point behind leader Lindsay Post, who used to play for Alberta. Alberta had an outstanding run with Lindsay in net. And while Anderson's 2.25 goals against average isn't in the top 10, we're talking what seems to be, in all indications, a surefire Canada West Hall of Famer once Anderson finally hangs up the jersey. This woman is an outstanding goaltender, folks, and I'm guaranteeing you that 99% of you have never heard of her if you don't follow us anyway on Bison's hockey broadcasts, but certainly if you don't follow Lethbridge Pronghorns. She is incredible at her position. Let's talk about other stuff that she's done, because again, she's not far off on other records as well, and this is where things get a little more fun. If she plays 12 more games this season, which is very likely, Anderson's a big reason why they're doing well, Anderson will likely pass former Huskies netminder Cassidy Hendricks for all-time minutes played in Canada West action. Just think about that. Anderson will likely pass former Huskies netminder Cassidy Hendricks for all-time minutes played in Canada West action. Hendricks currently sits atop the leaderboard with 6,973 minutes and 5 seconds of action in her career. Anderson's in fourth place all-time with 6,226 minutes and 9 seconds. Another 750 minutes shouldn't be out of the question for Anderson before the end of the season as long as she stays healthy. That's about 12 and a half games, folks, if you're just dividing it by 60 minutes. There are a total of 18 games remaining in the season. If you don't think she can play the next two-thirds of the season, got news for you. She's a gamer. She wants to be in the net. She will probably break that. On top of that, if she plays 14 out of the final 18 games, she'll tie Crystal Patterson, again, former Lethbridge goaltender, for all-time games played at 118 in her career.
again, not out of the question to see Anderson play maybe 15 of the last 18. That would be a little bit more. 83% of the remaining games, 5 out of 6. But it's not out of the question to see Anderson play 15 out of the 18 as the Pronghorns are battling for first place and are heading for the playoffs. So again, another achievable record if everything works out well. Anderson has been incredible in terms of the stuff that she's doing. And I mean, you look at everything that's going on with that, and that's sort of the setup for that. Once more, I mean, if we're talking about anything else, two more wins, which could happen this weekend against UBC, because they play UBC coming up, will tie her for 10th spot all-time in wins in her career with former Regina netminder Tony Ross. That will put her into the top 10. Again, this is a woman that again, has a 34-59-11 record in her career. She's played a lot of games, 104 games. But she'll finally get into the top 10 for wins thanks to Lethbridge's resurgence this season. Her counterpart for the weekend, Tori Miklisch, UBC, currently 7th all-time with 40 wins in her young career. She's 11 back of 6th place all-time and former Bisons netminder Rachel Dick. So again, we're talking about achievable goals here. It's likely that we'll see Anderson in the top 10 for wins, despite the number of low points, I'll say, in terms of the records that they posted over the last few years. Who sits atop that leaderboard, you might ask, in terms of all-time career wins? Former Bison's netminder Stacey Corfield did it. She has 64 career wins. It might be a little out of the reach there for Anderson, for sure. But Anderson in the top 10 for wins, in top 2 right now. She could improve if she keeps posting great numbers. But top 10 for wins, top 2 for save percentage, certainly tops for maybe games played, possibly tops for minutes played all time, and now most saves ever made in Canada West. She is one of the all-time greats. And you get a chance to watch her every week. In fact, she'll be in Manitoba. She'll be playing in Manitoba the last weekend in November against the Bisons. This is a ticket you should buy, folks. There is one sort of dark cloud behind all the sunlight and the happiness that we have here, though. If for some reason, I'm not saying it's going to happen, I'm not trying to jinx them, but if for some reason Lethbridge were going a bit of a skid, Anderson is 6 losses away from tying Crystal Patterson for total number of career losses. Anderson is currently 3rd all-time in losses right now, as we stated before, with 70, if we include the shootout slash overtime losses with the regulation losses. Patterson is 1st with 76. I'm sure this isn't a record that she wants, but looking at how well and how great that Lethbridge has played this season, I'm going to say right now, if they lose 6 more games, I would be very, very surprised. They are on a roll, folks. So Alicia Anderson deserves your time, deserves you buying a ticket, deserves you coming down to see her on the last week of November, simply because she is outstanding. And I want to pay respect to her. She is an outstanding goaltender. She has faced a lot of rubber in her career in stopping pucks for the Lethbridge Pronghorns. She has earned the right to be called the best goaltender in the conference. Her team is in first place. She is an all-time great. And here at the Hockey Show, we want to pay our respects. Or I want to pay my respects to her, because she is one of the best to have ever put on the pads in Canada West, and deserves to be honored, in my opinion, deserves to be honored as a Hall of Famer once her career is done. You might think differently. You might want to argue that if you don't agree with me, you don't like what I'm saying, by all means, you know, send me a tweet, send me an email if you want at the station. We'll get to talking about that a little bit more as we move on and get some other stuff going. I'm just waiting for the Pacific Steelers to figure out what they're doing here, as we're going to sit down with a couple of them if they can get their stuff together here. But in saying that, we're hopeful that we'll see a couple of those players come in and get a chance to talk to them for sure. As it stands right now, it's the top of the hour, so we're about halfway through the show here, folks. As sitting here watching a younger bunch of kids practice out here. Looks like they're having fun out here, waiting on the women to get started. Again, if you're coming down for the JWHL Showcase weekend, it's at the Bell MTS Iceplex. Highly recommend that you do. The game tonight is the only game that's going on tonight for the tournament. It will be the Pacific Steelers from Richmond, BC, playing your hometown, Balmoral Hall, the defending JWHL champions, the reigning JWHL champions in the Balmoral Hall Blazers. That goes at 7 p.m. tonight on the REMAX rink. And again, we are happy to have more than enough people come down and cheer on this team, because they are a good team. As you heard from both Kiara Esposito and Corinne Sandylands, tight team. They think they basically consider themselves family, and they do basically everything together, which is awesome to hear. So we're going to take a quick break here on the show. We're going to roll through a couple of ads we got to get in, and then we will certainly go through, and we will get the legal ID plugged in here as well. Hopefully come back with ready for an interview. If not, we'll get everything else going for that. So we'll be back in a couple minutes, folks, in a few minutes, folks. We'll get everything going for that here on The Hockey Show on 101.5. UMFM.
Being active just got easier. The new Recreation Services mobile app can help to maximize your opportunities for being active by giving you convenient access to all of your schedules and information whenever and wherever you need it. Learn more or download the app for free at uofmactiveliving.ca.
All right now, boys, how about a little dinner music?
Nowadays, people tend to look over the real art of DJing.
Are tuned in to CJUM-FM. Here we are, 101.5.
Bison Sports would like to thank UMFM for their support of Bison Sports throughout the year. For the latest information on everything to do with your Bison varsity athletics teams, go to gobisons.ca and listen for the action right here on 101.5 UMFM.
Looking for affordable t-shirts, hoodies, or other items for your group? Look no further than printedshirts.ca. From water bottles to travel mugs to backpacks, and from t-shirts to hoodies to team uniforms, printedshirts.ca has been meeting the needs of U of M student groups, clubs, and other organizations for over 20 years. Printedshirts.ca is Winnipeg's number one source for branded merch, whether it's just a dozen printed t-shirts or a large order of embroidered faculty hoodies. Their friendly and helpful staff consistently delivers quality product hassle-free, quickly, and at a great price. Visit printedshirts.ca to see the entire selection of products, or stop by their showroom at 464 Hargrave Street in the Exchange for an in-person consultation about how printedshirts.ca can help out you and your group.
Like, why you gotta put everything on the internet while you're doing it, or after you're done doing it?
Well, if you don't put it on the internet, how's gonna people know what you did?
Do I know what? That's your problem right there. You should be playing your cards close to your chest.
This is 101.5 UMFM.
That's what I appreciate about you.
Is that what you appreciate about me?
Let's take about 5 to 10% off over there, squarely down.
Yeah, no.
And you are listening to CJUM FM 101.5 on your radio dial. It is Teams. I am here. It's The Hockey Show here at the Bell MTS Iceplex as we are getting ready for the JWHL Showcase weekend. Glad to have you along on the show, folks. As you heard from a couple of the Balmoral Hall Blazers, just saw the Steelers finally roll in. They came in. Lots and lots of stuff going on there as players with bags and rolling bags and everything or whatever. So they finally arrived. Good for them in terms of getting here and getting everything ready. Happy to have them set up. Again, we talked about a lot of stuff. I do want to say, if you missed the news this afternoon, folks, and you're just tuning in, you're just listening now, I'm not sure if you heard, but TJ Brody of the Calgary Flames, he collapsed today at Flames practice earlier this afternoon. Pretty scary moment for everybody on the ice. He was taken to hospital, was reported to be alert and responsive to medics and to doctors. So I want to wish him, want to wish his family, his friends, all obviously his teammates on the Flames and coaching staff, I want to wish them all the best. Hopefully we'll see TJ Brody okay and back on the ice immediately after the, whatever he's going through here. A little bit of a scary moment there, though, for everybody. So I know we don't try and, you know, berate the we usually berate other teams in terms of the guys that play the Jets here, but that's a serious one, and TJ Brody is a good player, so here's hoping that we can get that going. If you missed the first half, we talked a little bit about Alicia Anderson as well. Listen to the podcast, pick that up as well. I feel she's an all-time Hall of Famer. I think she should be certainly considered for that. She's an outstanding player as well.
We'll get to see her one last time, if assuming you know there's no changes in the standings, which we'll go over in a second. But we'll get to see her one last time in 3 weeks, not this weekend, not the following weekend, but the weekend after, the last weekend of November, as Lethbridge visits Manitoba, and Alicia Anderson will make her last appearance after as being a fifth-year player with the Pronghorns here in Winnipeg. Saying that, looking at the standings, because it is a big girls' weekend, weekend of women's hockey this weekend, as the Bisons are at home to host the Saskatchewan Huskies. Huskies are coming in 4-3, 1-2 as a record. They've lost two in a row. Manitoba, as we know, is struggling right now with a little bit of goal scoring, a little bit of ability as well. Standings right now are kind of interesting. Lethbridge is first, currently 19 points, six wins, three losses, one overtime or one extra time loss. BC coming in second. They both also have 19 points, 5-2, 1-2. Mount Royal 6-4, pretty easy to read their stat line. They have 18 points on the season, which is quick and painless for that in terms of getting things going. Calgary 5-4-1, sitting in fourth place with 17 points. Saskatchewan 4-3-1-2, as I said, fifth place at 16 points. Alberta surprisingly 4-5-1-0. When's the last time Alberta's been this deep into a season and had a losing record? I mean, again, they're 5-5. You want to count wins and losses, but even at 500 this late in the season, I don't recall any time it's been like that. They are sixth with 14 points. Regina, after their two wins against Manitoba last week here in Winnipeg, sit at 2-6-2-0 with 10 points. Manitoba 2-7-0-1. They have 7 points on the season as they are struggling hard to score goals, which we'll talk a little bit about right now. It's not looking good for Manitoba when you consider everything. So let's get into this. Manitoba's been shut out in four straight games. Four straight games Manitoba has yet to dent twine. If you listened to the broadcast last week, Kylie Palmer and I had some ideas about how to break that streak, that scoreless streak right now. 243 minutes and 57 seconds. I don't think the Bisons have ever had a goalless streak that high, first of all. Secondly, I don't recall them ever being shut out four times in a row. Ever. And I go, okay, that's a problem. Like that, there's a problem here. But we'll go through that in a little bit. We'll take a look at that. Calgary, they lost five straight games. Last time they won, they beat Calgary a number of weeks ago, which isn't that great. They've scored one goal in their last five games in that five-game losing streak, and it hasn't gone well. So I'm going to say right now, if you're a Manitoba fan, you got a lot to worry about for this weekend. There's some stuff going on with that. I'm going to see if we can get the interview set up right now, though. So I'm going to take just a quick break here, folks. We're going to get some people set up and on headsets, and we'll get everything going with that. Back in a couple seconds, folks, here on The Hockey Show, 101.5 UMFM.
Degrees Restaurant on Campus is a true supporter of community radio. Their organic, fair trade green bean coffee fuels UMFM. And they're the top pick among UMFM DJs for food before a show. Degrees provides quality food and excellent service at a reasonable price. Check out their environmentally and socially conscious menu for both healthy bites and diner faves. Degrees Restaurant on the third floor of University Center. Summer hours are Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
GoBisons.ca is the official home of Bison Sports on the web. Log on to GoBisons.ca for all your information on Bison Varsity Athletics. From our hockey team to football, soccer, basketball, volleyball, swimming, cross country, track and field, golf, it's all there at GoBisons.ca. You'll find player and team profiles, information on upcoming Bison special events, and full schedules for all your Bison sports. This season, log on to GoBisons.ca and support the Brown and Gold.
We'll be right back. Bring your questions to the Answers Information booth on the first floor of University Center. Answers sells post-secondary and other bus passes and is the place to get tickets from Ticketmaster or for campus social events. Not to mention campus maps, exam schedules, free phones, and campus information. Answers Info Booth is open Monday to Thursday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
We are back here on the hockey show. We're talking to the TV guys quickly as they were trying to figure everything out there, as they're getting everything set up for their setup. So trying to get things going for the interview as we get. Oh, I think the two players that I was trying to wave down just walked straight by me. So. I don't know what's happening with Pacific, but they are certainly not paying attention to what's going on in this rink right now. In saying that, let's go back to Manitoba, though. I'm not gonna wait too much. They are trying. Oh, somebody noticed me now. They're trying to get stuff going. So again, Manitoba. We're gonna talk about them. Just their plight for scoring. So here's the number that should worry everybody. The number is 2 right now. People are going to go, why 2? What is the issue with 2? What is going on with 2? 2 is the number of goals that Manitoba has scored. We are working to get things going. We do have somebody who's coming to join us now. Jay, grab a headset. Come on in, Desiree. Grab a headset. We'll get you guys on. You guys should be able to hear me talk. Should be able to get things going. Desiree, can you hear me? Okay. I'm going to bring, for now, you can hang around if you want. We got more. Okay, that's good then. Desiree Weens, Jade Ridgewell, how are you guys doing? How was the travel for you guys coming in?
Pretty good. A lot shorter than we're used to, so we liked that. Then.
Yeah,
easy flight. So
I was going to say, it's not the cross the continent flight that you guys normally have to do. That's good then. Obviously, big tournament, big weekend for you guys in terms of getting things going. You guys are 2-1 on the season. How's the season been going so far in terms of, obviously, only 3 games, but and way back when in October? So is it tough to stay sort of pumped for these games when you got, like, a month between them?
It is hard sometimes to, like, keep your head focused in, like, the practices. But, like, they're coming up. You guys, like, are done practicing after a while, but you kind of get used to it playing out, like going out east every weekend. You get used to the month breaks and stuff like that. So
it also gets you really excited to play the games when those weekends come up.
That's true. Yeah, if there's a break in there, they get a little antsy waiting for those games.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
We wanted to talk to you because obviously, big news out of you know your camp is that you guys are joining the U Sports family next year. You're both going to Trinity Western for the first year that they're going to play in Canada West.
Yeah.
Have they given you any information? Do you know much about the league and the team yet? What do you guys know about Canada West?
Well, we've kept up to date with our coach. We keep in contact with him. He just basically keeps us up to date with everything that's happening at Trinity and any news that comes up. So yeah, pretty in the loop.
What's it like being, I mean, more for you, Desiree, what's it like being the first recruit?
It was pretty cool, honestly. It was, like, a lot of intention that I was like, I don't know if I want this. Like, this is kind of weird. Like, it was cool, though, to be like, this is, like, I'm, like, kind of the first start of this program, which was really cool to be able to be that person. Even in my hometown, too, which is even cooler.
Oh, that's even better. So, Jade, obviously, you got picked up as well in terms of getting things going. Like, is it easier coming in with Desiree, that you know somebody sort of going to Trinity Western, you can be
it was really great getting to know like already knowing somebody going to the school, so you're not that like nervous first week not knowing anybody,
right,
so it's definitely gonna be a good start.
That's awesome. Again, do you guys know any of the history, any of the teams that are sort of the ones to quote unquote the ones to beat in Canada West besides UBC, because everybody wants to beat UBC?
I keep pretty up to date with it.
Okay.
I know a bunch of people in the programs already.
Yeah.
So, I know people basically, obviously UBC, close one. Then there's like Alberta teams, Saskatchewan teams. So
a lot of the girls, like you grow up playing them.
Yeah.
So you kind of learn names. So you like, when you play against them, it's kind of cool to be like, oh, I played you in Pee Wee. That's really cool. Something like that. It's pretty cool.
That's all right then. Obviously coming in, it's going to be a little bit different. We saw it happen with Lethbridge and Mount Royal. It came in and took them a while to get things going. I'm not going to try and jinx for bad luck or anything like that or whatever, but might be a little bit of time before you guys sort of get things going. But what do you guys hope to, I mean, for you two, in year one, sort of the first sort of
you know, stakes in the foundation for the future of that program. What are you guys hoping to accomplish in year one with Trinity Western?
Well, I'm pretty excited to, like, start that first push, you know, get our names out there and just make a name for ourselves, get the program rolling.
Right on, yeah.
It won't be an easy start. Like, obviously, it's a new program, but I know a couple of names he's bringing in. They're great girls that, like, are amazing hockey players. Yeah. So it's a really cool opportunity to, like, we can come together and maybe actually have a good start or see what we can do in the beginning.
Well, and you guys have another teammate that's going there as well, right?
Yeah.
Emma's going. Emma Kilman's going there as well. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's going to be like a whole Pacific Steelers reunion there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is kind of cool to have. So that's awesome. Looking at this season so far, looking at what you guys have done so far, obviously the goal is to win. I'm not going to deny that.
Yeah.
But what are you guys hoping to do this weekend in terms of you know, maybe pushing the game and getting better or you know, helping other players out? What's the ultimate goal for you this weekend?
I think just coming out hard, playing our games. One of our coaches got injured, so she can't come with us, so we'll playing every game for her.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, that'll be super exciting. Yeah, good competition this weekend. It's just good to, like, see where we're at in the league and see where we stand. And, like, because we played two teams from our league, right? So it's good to see where we stand against Ridley and Ottawa 67, something like that. So it's cool to see where we'll fit in the league this year.
I had a couple of the Balmoral Hall Blazers on. I asked them, is there a rival team that you guys are like, that's the team, circle it on the calendar, that's the team we want?
Well, last year was definitely Naha.
Okay.
Yeah, so, we were always back and forth, like 2-1 games with them all year.
Well, you guys already had a 3-2 game against them as well.
Yeah,
so,
we sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that one's still going to be definitely
Balmoral
for sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah, those two are definitely top on the list. So.
Okay, that's good then. I mean, I've said to them, they go from being, you know, the hunters to the hunted. So, you guys get a chance to sort of knock off the champs in the first game here tonight.
Yeah.
Looking at, again, at this sort of this full weekend, not hockey related, is there anything you guys are like, I want to go do that or I want to go see that in Winnipeg? Is there anything that you're like...
I'm just really excited to be at this rink.
Pretty cool.
Practice rink, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool here. And I'm not taking anything away from you know, you guys going there next year and certainly getting things set up. We're really excited to see Trinity Western come in because it's always nice to see more teams than less teams. And we're just, we're tired of seeing the same teams over and over and over again, so it'll be nice to see you guys sort of come in next year. But I don't know anything about Trinity's rink or anything. Like, is there anything specific that you're like, that's cool about the rink in Trinity Western?
Well, right now they're at LEC, which is just a rink for anyone to play at.
Okay.
For the Trinity boys play right now, but they're actually making a brand new rink.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, so we'll have brand new, like, arena, brand new dressing room, everything by our second year.
Oh,
so
that's fantastic.
That's amazing.
You guys get your own, it's like having your own setup then,
yeah,
which is great.
Yeah, awesome.
I gotta say, the dressing room should be pretty cool too.
Yeah, like having your own place, your own space. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, I don't know much about the league that you guys are playing. Mm-hmm. I know it's the Southern, whatever, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
It's like there's like 10 letters in it or whatever. Sort of middle of the pack right now in terms of everything that's going on with that sort of setup. How is like in terms of Trinity Western knowing where they are in terms of what they're doing this year? Are you guys sort of looking to be, you know, the leaders next year, come in and just quote unquote take over the program?
Well, I think that it's definitely going to be a team year. All of us are going to build each other up. I'm definitely looking to come in and put Trinity on the map.
Right on.
Yeah.
I asked the Blazers the same question and asked you guys the same question. If there's one thing that defines your game, what would you say it is? One thing that if people are going to come and watch this weekend, what should they be looking for when they look for Weens or Ridgeway on the ice?
It's a tough one.
It is tough, but... I mean, you got 3 goals. It shouldn't be that hard for you, Des.
Well, like, for me, I'd say I play a very up-and-down game.
Okay.
If I puck my stick, I want to go down the ice, and I want to... get past that defense. That's my whole game basically, is just get that puck on the wall and go. So that's kind of what I would, if people were watching me, they'd be like, that's kind of what it would be.
More of like a power forward or more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. I'm definitely, I don't know, I like to take my shots from the blue line.
Yeah.
Get those shots to the net, yeah.
Load up the cannon and let
for
it go.
Sure.
That's awesome. And, I know you guys are getting ready. I'm not going to keep you for too long. You got to get ready and get out on the ice and certainly do warm up. One last question, though. In order to win it all, who's the team you got to beat here this weekend, then?
I heard Ottawa is going to be tough.
Yeah.
Ottawa's
or Ridley. Ridley beat Ottawa, so that could be a tough game, but
definitely got our eyes on them.
Okay, well then I won't keep you from the game tonight. You got a little bit of work to do tonight, obviously, to get to those games on the weekend, but best of luck, and I mean, hopefully we'll see you next year at Wayne Fleming Arena there when you come to visit Bison. So
yeah, for sure.
Good luck this weekend, though. Go get them, and certainly, hopefully, you guys win the championship this weekend, or win the trophy out there this weekend. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Thanks, guys. Good luck. So there is Jade Ridgway. There is Desiree Weens from the Pacific Steelers. They did a great job. They're ready to go. They are phenomenal players in their own right, again, being recruited by Trinity Western as some of their new recruits, as part of their new their recruiting class for 2020-2021. They finally got themselves over here. I know I was delaying there for a while, and I do apologize for those that were listening. I was trying to figure out what they were doing as they were wandering around the rink a little bit in terms of getting stuff going. But again, we'll go back to Manitoba. We were talking about two being the number that you need to worry about. And that's because Manitoba only scored two goals on home ice in four games. The last time Manitoba scored at home was October 12th when they downed the Mount Royal Cougars 2-0. This is an ongoing problem now, as they've had three shutouts posted against them in that time. Three shutouts in four games. They're just 1-for-16 on the power play at home. They've hit the net with just 84 shots in those four home games. That's 21 shots per game if you're doing the math quickly. They have a shooting percentage of just 2.3% at home. When a team has the last chance, you can get favorable lines out against potentially weaker lines of their opposition. That 6.25% power play success rate and 2.3% shooting percentage ain't very good. That's a big, big problem. Here's something else that should worry you. The team, over the last five games, over those four losses, is shooting at 0.98%. We're talking less than 1% of their shots. They have 102 shots in those games, and they've scored a total of one goal, and that goal came on the power play. Chloe Snaith at 16:03 in Calgary to make it in a 2-1 loss. This team has the talent. This team does well when they play with a bit of an edge. And I kind of want to see that this weekend against one of the best defensive teams in Canada West. As of right now, Saskatchewan's given up the second least amount of goals. Only Mount Royal's given up less. Second least amount of goals in the conference. They don't score a lot. That's the other catch on this. Saskatchewan's the third lowest scoring team in the conference. But they don't give up a lot either. Jessica Vance is an outstanding goaltender. We know that for certain. But the futility that this Bison team is scoring, with only 9 goals scored in 10 games right now, is rather ridiculous. This team may challenge the 2017-2018 Calgary Dinos for fewest goals in a 28-game season with just 22. They are on pace right now to do that. That they would set the record for the least amount of goals scored in a 28-game season. Again, the reality is they're going to play Saskatchewan. They're going to play Alberta, which definitely is the best possession, one of the best possession teams in the conference. And then they have Lethbridge to finish off the first half, who are sitting currently in first place and have that outstanding goaltender named Alicia Anderson guarding their net. No one will give Manitoba any mercy coming up in this next few weeks here. None of them. That's the key. It will be earned. Goals will have to be earned. Goals will have to be fought hard for. Goals will have to be battled for. You're going to have to go to the high traffic area. You're going to have to take a beating in front of the net if you're going to stand in front of the net. Nothing is going to come easy for the next few weeks for Manitoba. If they want to get back in this playoff race, a pair of wins against Saskatchewan would do wonders. But again, it starts with minute one, period one, on Friday night. This team needs to come out, needs to put their collective noses, their collective, elbow grease on, and noses of the grindstone, whatever catchphrases and sayings you want to use. But this team has got to learn how to do the dirty work. Go into the corners, stand in front of the net, simplify the game, get it back to the point, get players in front, shoot the puck. Get players in front, passes out of the corner, passes from behind the net, whack a puck in, get a rebound. Whatever you got to do.
simplify your game, though, and get it going. Because as of right now, this is not the Manitoba Bison team that we've been used to seeing. And it's hard for me to comprehend this because, again, the talent is there. There is a talented squad who is working, who is putting out the effort that just can't seem to break through. And again, we said it on the broadcast last week. Get angry, get mean. Don't let teams push you around in your own barn. Show a little moxie. Show a little guts. Show some fortitude out there that says, I want this. I want this more than you. Can't skate through this, you know, and pretend that it's not happening. Four straight shutouts, five straight losses, 243 minutes and 57 seconds of scoreless drought. And don't get me wrong. When they score, there's going to be a celebration. Like, I mean, might blow the roof off the Wayne Fleming Arena. But this is one of those times where leadership, not saying that we don't have good leadership in Manitoba, but the leadership and the crew that's following that leadership need to come together and really dig deep. Again, Saskatchewan's only scored 15 goals in 10 games. They only average 1.5 goals per game. They are looking for a 1-0 or a 2-1 victory. We've seen them put up a number of goals on Jessica Vance in the past. We've seen them plow through and make this happen. Again, a different set of girls, I get that. Different set of women playing the game at that point. But those girls came in with the confidence and the moxie to say, enough's enough. We're going to score goals on you, and that's what's going to happen. So we'll see what happens this weekend. It is a big weekend, though. It's an alumni weekend at the Bison Games. Alumni weekend, meaning the women will be in town. We're going to have more alumni on the broadcast this weekend. You're not going to hear my voice very often. We're proud to bring in Kylie Palmer, as usual, as our play-by-play commentator. She'll do all the work calling the games for you. But along with Kylie on Friday, you're going to hear Alana Sirhan doing a little color commentary. And on Saturday, Jessica Horton. Jessica Rosenbaum, as you may know her. Jessica Horton will be doing some color commentary there as well. It's going to be a big weekend of that. We're going to have some players stop by in the intermission. We're going to have some fun in the intermission with that. We're going to talk to them in the intermission, talk to some of the alumni in the intermission. It's going to be a big weekend for that. So come on down to the Wayne Fleming Arena, folks. If you're not going to be able to get down to Wayne Fleming because it's on the opposite side of the world for you, come down to the Iceplex. The Iceplex is going to have some great, great hockey as well. As the JWHL Showcase weekend is here and will be here all weekend as the Balmoral Hall Blazers are hosting the Pacific Steelers, the Ottawa Lady 67s, the Ridley College Tigers, and the Thunder Bay Queens. All weekend long in some of the best women's hockey action you'll see in this nation, at least in this province for sure, but certainly within this nation as well. Saying that, folks, we are just about out of time. I did say on the show preview today, I did want to take a few seconds and just talk about the biggest controversy, I guess, that was happening in Canada this week, and that certainly is the firing, Sportsnet's firing of Don Cherry. I'm not going to get into it. I know there's anger on both sides. I know that there's heartbreak on both sides in terms of some of the stuff that's been said. I will say, and I will echo what Paul Marie said, it's a sad day for everybody involved. Whether you're Don Cherry, whether you're the people he's offended, whether you're offended by Don Cherry being fired by Sportsnet, whether you're, you know, a fan of Sportsnet or not, it's a sad day when, you know, this the thing that's supposed to bring us together, the uniting of the country over Poppies and Remembrance Day, is supposed to bring us together, and unfortunately it divided us a little bit. So I'm just going to say this. I'm sad for everybody that's involved. I hope Don Cherry, you know, lands on his feet. I hope Sportsnet recovers from this. I hope, you know, people understand that, you know, it's important to wear a poppy, but it shouldn't come at making this country a divided country. With that, folks, I'm going to call it a day as the hockey show is basically out of time here. Stay tuned, Free Range Radio with Skippy coming up right away here on 101.5 UMFM as he is in studio as we speak. I am Teebs. It's been a fun time here. I'm going to stick around. I'm going to watch a little bit of this hockey game as well between Pacific and Balmoral Hall. So stay. If you're going to tune in, folks,
Get down to the rink. It starts at 7 p.m. here at the Iceplex. All the action will happen here at the Iceplex, as I said. And if you're looking for other hockey action this weekend, down at the Phlegm tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Bisons and Huskies will battle there in Canada West action. With that, we are out of here for another week. It's been another slice here, folks. Glad to have you aboard here on the Hockey Show. Stay tuned. Next week, another big show coming up as we get, we'll get the preview of that coming up. But happy to have everybody along, like I said, and certainly enjoy your support. As we saw, both Pledgerama and all year long, I am going to waiting for people to stop walking by here. They're bumping stuff. But with that, I'm going to get out of here. Here is Monkey Junk's Time to Roll. They're a great band from Ottawa. If you get a chance to see them, tune into that. I'll leave it to Skippy as he is ready to roll in studio. Here's Monkey Junk, Time to Roll on the Hockey Show, 101.5 UMFM.
Wide open spaces seem hard to find. Late nights and city lights got a hold on my mind. It's when I get the feeling to go downtown. When I get that feeling, I gotta burn it down. When I get that feeling, I can't stick around. Before too long,